First, every now and then on the show, we help people who've become separated from things important to them. It's kind of lost and found. And we set out to help out a certain Kaylee Harris today, although I'm getting word now that she may have had her wish fulfilled. Let's go to her with the story. Hello, Kaylee.
Hello.
Thanks for your time today. What happened to you this morning?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we live down in Wellington, and we're supposed to be actually away in Australia at the moment, having a big family holiday, but obviously we can't do that, so we decided to head up north today to see my whānau. And so I got my two kids in the car and chucked my handbag on the roof, was buckling them all in, and then got in the car and we drove off. And we were in Otaki before I realised that I did not have my handbag. So we quickly pulled over and looked on the roof, but it wasn't there.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I've done that before with a takeaway coffee.
I mean, I've probably done it before with a takeaway coffee too, but when it's a handmade leather handbag, I was a bit more panicked.
Handmade leather handbag?
Yes. So my partner, Sam, he's quite handy, and it was my 30th last year, so he handmade me this beautiful handbag. It's like a camel suede leather with
wow.
a plum wood carved top. So it had significant sentimental value. I didn't really care about the wallet or anything that was in it. I just wanted a bag back. But yeah.
So we saw your message on Facebook, I think. My producer Caitlin saw it and asked if you'd like to come on and spread the word. But is there news?
There is news. So I put it on a few of our Wellington-based pages and just had lots of people out looking. But I actually just got a call from the bank, and someone that lives on my street had picked it up this morning and rung the bank, and the bank have rung me to say that he's found it, and so I've given him a call and he's dropped it back to my house.
Ah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Which bank? That's very good of them to make the call.
It was Westpac.
Yeah, go Westpac.
Yeah, it was amazing. So,
and did he know where you lived, or how did that work? How did he know where to drop it off?
No. He said that he was walking down our street on the way to drop his daughter to school, and he saw the handbag on the side of the road and thought, that's not supposed to be there. So he picked it up, took it home, and tried to call the bank but couldn't get through. So he thought, oh, well, I'll leave it till a bit later. In that time, I had everyone I know out on the street looking for the bag, but it was obviously in his safe hands. But, yeah, he managed to get through to the bank because he found my FPOS card inside the handbag, called through to the bank, and they said that they would give me a call, and they did. So he said he was happy for his number to be passed on to the bank,
right? Yeah.
And the bank gave his number to me, and then I was able to give him a call. And yeah, he lives at number 4, and I live at number 24.
What's his name?
Ended up being quite close to home. His name's David, and he is getting a significant thank you package when we get that to Wellington. Definitely.
The relief of finding something like that when you think it's gone, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, it does have just such a sentimental value. It can't be replaced. So, yeah, it was so important. I'm so happy it's back.
Are you holidaying in Tauranga?
We are. My whānau actually live up there. So we're going to go and stay with them while my dad has a double knee operation. So that's fun.
Oh, boy. Hey, I'm so pleased to meet you, and I'm really glad this story had a happy ending. Thanks, Kaylee.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much for trying to help.
No, I'm really pleased. I'm even happier than if you hadn't found it yet. So thanks for making the call. Nice to chat. Bye-bye.
I know. I'm happy too, because I think if I had made this call and it wasn't found yet, I would have been a bit of a blubbering mess. So probably got the better version of Kaylee today.
Okay, Kaylee Harris from Wellington on her way to Tauranga with the kids for a holiday.